Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. El-Azim, el-Ezi, la ilahe illahu, el-Hayyul-Kayyum. Ve etubi ileyh, ve selam-ı ve makfirete, ve hidayete, innehu et-tavvâbe rahîm. Vâfu anna ya kerîm, vâfu anna ya kerîm, vâfu anna ya kerîm. وَقْفِ لَنَا بِفَلِكَ يَا رَحْمَانِ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكُ يَا قُدُّسُ يَا حَافِظِ يَا اللّٰهِ اَلَوَلَا اللّٰهِ اَرَاهِرَ اللّٰهِ اَزَّاهِرَ اللّٰهِ اَلْبَاطِنَ اللّٰهِ حَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللّٰهِ تَعَالَى اَشْهَدُ اَنَّا اِلَٰهَ اِلَّا اللّٰهِ وَاَشْهَدُ اَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ اَسْسَلَاتُ وَاَسْسَلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللّٰهِ اَسْسَلَاتُ وَاَسْسَلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللّٰهِ Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya seyyidine levvelline vel akirin. İşverene ya şerhiyel büzlilin. Bir rahmetike ya hamadani. Kalallahu Teala fi kitabel kerim. Euzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Mâ esâdeke min hasenetin temin Allah. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ Allah Teala says in our book, whatever good happens to you is from Allah. And whatever misfortune strikes you is because of your own actions. Allah Teala gave us the ability to choose what we want when different options are presented. Allah Ta'ala gave us the power to choose our own actions. And this great power, this beautiful gift is called the will. And we exercise this will, we exercise this gift every day. To make decisions over and over again. Financial decisions, social decisions, what to do, what to say, where to go. We live with the power of this gift. And every decision that we make comes with a consequence. Sometimes we suffer from this consequence. Sometimes we enjoy the consequence. Sometimes we face something that we don't like as a result of our own decisions. Sometimes we face things we don't like. Common men like us have the tendency to think that the source of all the goodness around us is because of our right decisions. When we make the right decisions, because we know how to choose because of our own selves, the goodness happens. And common man, most of the time, is proud of his decisions. Similarly, common man also thinks that when something bad happens, the cause of that is external circumstances. They are ready to blame others if something doesn't work, rather than their own decision. This is our inclination. If something good is happening, it's because of our right decision. If something bad is happening, it's because of them or the circumstances, but not us. The truth is, if we lack the desire, inclination, and intention to become righteous, if our will is morally enslaved by our wicked and corrupted desires, then the decision that we are going to make is not going to bring anything good. When we don't have the freedom because our will is enslaved by our wicked desires, if we don't have the freedom to write the decision, make the right decision, then our decision is going to build circumstances, is going to attract misfortunes and difficulties. wise man learns from this. Wise man analyzes the consequences of his decisions. Every time he exercises will, he looks at the consequences of that decision, and as a result of that, he learns. He learns to discern right from wrong. He learns what is good, he learns what is not, and that increases his faith. As opposed to fallen man, he has the inclination of closing his eyes to his mistakes. Something bad happens, he does not have any intention to take any lesson. He closes his eyes and mind to the lessons that are coming from the consequences of his decision. He blames circumstances, he blames people. Eventually, he blames God. Fallen man loses his faith. His faith weakens because of that. Exercising the will is a great gift. Having the freedom of making decisions is a great gift. But if you don't learn how to use it, if you don't do the right decision, because when we think that in the name of our personal freedom, in the name of our personal desires, if our decisions, if our exercising our will is going to oppose God's decision or conflict with God's decision, inevitably we are going to pull misery into our lives. Early Muslims have learned this in the Battle of Uhud. When the battle looked to be only at one step away from a decisive victory, you know what happened. A serious mistake was committed by the archers. They did not follow, they did not listen the orders of Rasulullah. Although Allah Ta'ala says, following the Prophet is like following Allah Ta'ala. Obey your Prophet. Obeying your Prophet is obeying Allah Ta'ala. They did not. They exercised their will, although they were clearly asked to keep their positions just to be able to get more booty, just to be able to get some worldly benefits. They disobeyed. They exercised their will. And as a result of that, a lot of pain was inflicted. As a result of that decision, which was exercised under the influence of their ego, the consequence of that is a lot of Muslims died. Rasulullah even him badly injured. But ordinary Muslims, when this kind of diversity struck them, they started casting doubt. They started to argue that, they started asking themselves that, we had been fighting in the name of God. We had been fighting and following the Prophet. Why all these things are happening? And they received the following ayah in response to their doubt when they were faced with this difficulty. They were asked to compare their situation with their situation that they had the battle of Badr. And Allah Ta'ala said to them, when a disaster has befallen you, talking about Uhud, when the archers left their position, after you had inflicted twice as much on your enemies, referring to the battle of Badr, when the army was much more powerful in numbers, much more than the Muslim armies, when you had this power to inflict twice on your enemies, do you say, how has this come about? They did not, because they assumed that because it's them, because it's their courage, because it's their righteousness to win the war. They did not question the victory, but they are not questioning the disaster. And Allah Ta'ala says, say, it has come from your own selves. Verily, God has the power to will anything. So the meaning of whenever misfortune happens to you, it is because of your actions. Is that your decision, because of that decision that you made under the influence of your ego? Allah Ta'ala also thought that when good happens, it is from Him, and give the example of Battle of Badr. When the armies of Muslims and the enemies were face to face, Rasulullah picked a handful of sand and threw at the enemy. And as a result of that, a storm started and the enemies became blind. And after that, Muslim armies had a decisive victory over the enemy. And after this happened, Allah Ta'ala again reminded them with the following verse. It was not you. So when you take an action, when you exercise your will, when you make a decision, when you decide to use your tongue and hand for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, not for your own personal interest, then I give you the power. Allah Ta'ala says that it was not you. When you threw the sand at them, it was Allah who threw. At this level of submission, if we can give up our own gift, will, for the greater will of Allah Ta'ala, if we can sacrifice that much for that level of submission, Rasulullah said, as reported in traditional hadith books, if you are able to submit your will, then Allah Ta'ala gives His divine power to your tongue with which you speak, His divine power to your eyes with which you look, His divine power to your hands with which you hold, and your feet with which you walk. At the time of Hazrat Umar, radiallahu anhu, there was a poor woman and a daughter. They had a cow, they were milking the cow and selling it to be able to make some money. And Hazrat Umar had this tradition. In the evening, he would walk on the streets of Medina, concealed, try to understand if the people are happy, if they have any problems, can they find any solutions. With his two sons, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that night was walking on the streets of Medina, and he happened to hear the conversations of the mother with her daughter. And the mother says that, "We are so poor, we need money, we have to do something. Why don't you, in the morning, when you milk the cow, add some water, nobody would know, so that we can get some more money." And the daughter says, "Mother, what are you saying? Don't you know that? If the caliph, Umar, find this out, the punishment would be severe." And the mother says, "Forget about it. How possibly the caliph, Umar, would hear and would know what we have done?" In the meantime, with two sons, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is listening to this conversation. Daughter says, "No, mother, even if Umar, the caliph, didn't know about this, even if he could not find out what we have done, Allah Ta'ala is watching us all the time. He also knows what we harbor in our hearts. We cannot do this." As soon as Hazrat Umar hears this, he turns to his sons and says, "One of you," he said, "is going to marry with this, with the daughter of this woman." And then as a result of this, the daughter of this poor woman became the daughter-in-law to Hazrat Umar. See, it was a choice. Allah Ta'ala gave the ability to make a choice, to make a decision. And she chose her decision to make a decision without contradicting Rasulullah's decision, Allah Ta'ala's decision. She gave up his own interest to be able to follow the teachings of Rasulullah. And immediately, something good happened. something good happened. Allah Ta'ala made Hazrat Umar hear this, all these good adab behavior, and immediately rewarded for them. Had this been the other way around, they would have been punished. See how our actions, how our decisions are inflicting, attracting adversities. At the same time, how we are transforming, changing even adversities into something good if we can submit our wills, if we can free ourselves, if we can free our will from the corruption, from the enslavement of our own ego. Sometimes things do not go the way we wished. Sometimes things do not go we planned. Do not immediately assume that we are being punished. Do not immediately assume that we did something wrong. Allah Ta'ala, for this type of situation, Allah Ta'ala gives the following guide, warns us with the following guide. But perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you. And perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. Allah knows what you know not. So, do not presume that when things do not go the way you wish, that it is not going to be translated, turned into something good, a blessing. If you did not get this big house, or did not get that big raise in your salary, or did not get that nice car, know in your mind and believe in your heart that it is good for you. As long as we submit our will, or as long as we save our own selves from the slavery of our wicked ego, then every action we may see immediately the result or not will bring us and also our community something.